Martin Macias arrived in Vancouver from Chicago on February 6th, prepared to spend a week documenting resistance to the 2010 Olympic Games. Macias is a student, a radio journalist, and was active in Chicago's campaign against the 2016 Olympic bid. During the No Bid Chicago campaign, Macias traveled to Denmark and Switzerland to meet with the IOC. But he didn't make it into Vancouver yesterday. Instead, he was detained by the CBSA on his way into Canada.
They wanted to know about the conference. They wanted to know about any kind of protests that I knew about. They wanted me to tell them about the organizers of the conference and what their numbers, phone numbers were. They asked me why I was there, and I tried to establish that I was there as a radio journalist to talk to some people from the conference, residents of Vancouver, who are outspoken about the games or against the games.
Macias told the Vancouver Media Cooperative that the border guards searched everything he had, but it was one particular piece of information that they used to keep him out of the country.
They looked at my notebook, they looked at my newspapers, looked in the phone books that I had in my bag, and they found a number in there, which is from the conference, and it's a support number, I guess, in case you need something while you're in Vancouver. If you need food or shelter, or if you have problems with the authorities, any issues with them, you can call the number. The customs agent, she saw that as a sign that I came to Vancouver with the intention of being involved in some kind of, you know, activity where I would possibly need support in case I was arrested or in case I had issues with the authorities. And she saw that as reasonable ground to refuse my entry.
Denied a phone call or the right to speak with a lawyer, Macias was presented with two choices.
Eventually, they offered me two options because I appealed the decision. I wanted to appeal the decision, and they offered me two options. One was to voluntarily leave Canada. The second was to go to a trial, a hearing for the decision. Meanwhile, I would have to be detained, and the next trial would be in about a week and a half. So, obviously, I can't be detained. I have school and I have work. I have other things to do. I can't be detained waiting for a trial. So I accepted the voluntary leave. They wanted me to fly to Chicago at my own expense, which was a $1,300 ticket. So instead I wanted to go to Seattle because I have a plane ticket from Seattle to Columbus, Ohio.
In the airport, he was later interviewed by the Integrated Security Unit.
Before I got on the plane to Seattle, two police officers in plain clothes came up to me. I identified themselves as the ISU, the Integrated Security Unit. They showed me their badge, which had an Olympic logo on it, and it was very strange because they were extremely friendly with me, and they were saying, well, we're not here to accuse you of anything. We want to talk and help you out any way we can. We're just looking out for you. You know, obviously trying to get me to say something or be more comfortable with them and reveal something that I wasn't telling customs. But obviously I didn't know anything else, so they weren't satisfied. And all their main concern was about the protest and about any destruction to property and any plans that I knew about or any contacts that I knew about who were organizing anything. And I didn't have anything to give, so they left me alone.
Macias was again questioned by U.S. authorities in YVR before he boarded his flight to Seattle. He is currently staying in a hotel at the Seattle-Tacoma Airport, unsure whether or not he'll attempt to re-enter Canada.
Vancouver.mediacoop.ca.